This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm a lover, man.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
If I'm putting it across as I think Duke Johnson is saving the day, then I need to go look at the tape, and I need to gather myself. Save the day. Talk about save the day. Save the day.
Here I come to save the day.
We in here talking about saving days.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Save the day.
Sports Radio 610.
Business is picking up tomorrow. Texans off today, but tomorrow there will be blood at NRG. Lions in town, another joint practice. We're going to be front and center. Mm-hmm. We're going to be taking you front and center as only we can here on Sports Radio 610. Every single member of our staff is going to be watching this battle between the Texans and the Lions. We saw what happened with the Packers. There were some scuffles. There were some squabs. It's the best part of the preseason, John. You get to see these joint practices, teams hating each other, already kind of in a bad mood when you go on the practice field. And there might be a little bit of tranquility on the field out there. There's plenty going on off the field.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, there will be blood.
There will be blood. I'm excited to be back in studio today, and as excited, if not more so, to get back out there tomorrow, because I'm gonna convince every one of our loopholes. And how do you become a loophole? You listen. And thank you for listening. That's all.
No
membership fees, no dues, no nothing. I'm going to convince more and more people, I think. The more you get exposed to these joint practices, inter-squad practices, that this is the only way to go. This is where you get the best. You get the best gauge, the best view. You get to see players at their very best without as much of a risk of injury as you would, like what happened to Kiki QT. I'm excited. I think it's going to be well scripted. Obviously, Bill O'Brien is good friends with the Lions and all the coaching staff, Matt Patricia in particular. So they'll be able to work it out. It's going to be good. But, man, we got news, man. We got news all over the place with the Texans today.
Yeah, we got news. We got rumors. We got irresponsible rumors. We got responsible rumors. There's a lot of chatter involving your Houston Texans. And what better day to have John McClain than today at 10:40? Mm-hmm. The general, the NFL Hall of Famer, he's going to come in. And I got to tell you, you're not supposed to smack and eat on the air. Mm-hmm. It's probably the worst thing we can do, although I think OG might violate that every once in a while.
No,
I'd say
never.
Probably around 12. The 12 segment,
12:02.
You can use 12:02, you can catch the OG with a little bit of food eating, but not a lot, just a little bit.
I'm good.
But you got good manners. I'm not saying anything. What do you got in there, by the way, with the Tupperware? That's some almonds, huh?
I didn't bring the...
You got almonds and cheese.
I got almonds and cheese. I ran out of fruit. I like to... My regimen is a little egg white in the morning. Then about once the show starts, a little fruit, but I ran out of fruit, so a little almonds and cheese. Get your protein in, man.
The only reason I bring this up is because I got my popcorn ready to see how John McClain addresses these rumors.
Yeah.
I am always fascinated.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I'm hoping to hear that.
That's on the table, Figgy.
No.
That's on the table too.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be fun.
What about not going to happen? Is that on the table?
Well, leg hiking. We're making him make the 53-man today, John.
Oh, that's
John,
right.
He's having to. We're going to say so-and-so is cut. For example, Deshaun Watson will be cut.
Not going to happen.
Hike the leg, Figgy. We're going to hear that at 11:20. We're going to have that. We're going to have him tell us whether or not Duke Johnson was worth a third-round pick. We're putting, you don't go through the motions
when you're
fortunate enough to have an NFL Hall of Famer on your show for an hour. We got a nice itinerary laid out for John McClain. This is going to be a fun time, and I got my popcorn ready to the point where, Figgy, you've seen me do this many times. I like movie popcorn so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think CPS might have got called on me or something like that. I might have
CPS.
I don't know if it's CPS, whatever it is, the cops or something like that.
DPS,
mm-hmm. Department of Public Safety. Yeah, DPS. Yes, CPS yes. is for parents, right?
Yes.
What's up, Adrian Peterson? Shout out to you. Hopefully your money's doing a little bit better than it has been. But there's a movie theater walking distance across from us at our Greenway Plaza Twin Peaks Studios. I will park my car in the parking garage, walk across the street to that movie theater,
mm-hmm.
and ask the usher that's tearing tickets
right.
if I can just go to the concession stand, get movie popcorn, and come in. Sometimes there's like a Harry Potter showing. There's like a Disney showing, and I look like a creep. No, they'll say yes, but they'll keep a close eye on me.
Right.
They might call DPS, but I will get that movie popcorn. I will walk my happy butt back here, mm-hmm. and I'll go to a meeting with my movie popcorn. That's what I'm going to have to do
play,
when McClain.
Actually. I got to give you credit for that.
That's what I'm going to have to do when McClain gets here. Movie popcorn is just there's few things better than movie popcorn, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go get me some. During the break before McClain gets here. But the reason we're talking about these rumors is because yesterday business kind of picked up in regards to the Jadeveon Clowney rumors. There were some blogs, some I don't want to call them low-level blogs, but some blogs that aren't typically known for breaking news that were reporting that the Texans and the Miami Dolphins had agreed on a trade. And our information, we've done some digging. We can actually, just based on the information we gather, and we're not going to talk to Joe and Friendswood about this. Based on the information we gather, we can confirm that this, according to them, did happen. Am I overstepping my boundaries, OG?
Let's put it this way. Sports Radio 610, because there have been multiple members of our staff here that have reached out to different people trying to find out different things. And so let's just say the station has learned. The Texans have spoken with the Miami Dolphins about Jadeveon Clowney. Okay? That's just kind of a compilation of everything that we've gathered as a station. So let's start right there. They've talked with the Miami Dolphins about Jadeveon Clowney. Now.
Recently.
Very recently. Now, what that means is maybe it's just kicking the tires. Maybe it's all the way down to we think we have a deal. We don't know that. We know they've talked, and that's why it's going to be interesting to see if John McClain can also confirm that, or if he thinks it's going to be a bunch of bunk.
Not going to happen.
Or whatever it may be. But I think the story here is this, and I want to get your thoughts on this. There is a deal out there that can be made by the Miami Dolphins or another team, but in this particular case, the Miami Dolphins, for Jadeveon Clowney, and the Texans are listening. And the reason I can make that conclusion, I want to get your thoughts. You don't talk and make this and have this discussion about a particular player unless at some level you're willing to deal him, right? Why would they talk to the Miami Dolphins about Jadeveon Clowney and try to have whatever level of discussion they had on a trade if they had no interest in trading him? The way I'll put it, I was telling Wade Smith, we were talking to him before the show, there is a price, right? Like if I told you, would you grab a rattlesnake by the neck?
This wasn't the analogy you used off the air, but
no.
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
All right, I thought we were going to use that one, but okay.
All right, ask yourself this, loopholes. Would you grab a rattlesnake by the neck for $100?
No.
Would you grab it for $1 million?
Yes.
All right. So there is a price. So let's see what the price is. And I think, like, would you trade for Jadeveon Clowney, Miami Dolphins, for whatever? No. But you're having a discussion. So there is a price. So my point is the Texans are and have had a discussion about trading Jadeveon Clowney. That's big news. That's big, big news.
The thing about it is, though, they're in a tough spot because the deadline has passed and the Miami Dolphins, they cannot agree to a long-term deal, or any team that would want to trade for Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, a long-term contract until after the season. So with all the variables, with all the stuff that can happen in the NFL, injuries, all that, and let's be honest, a man's word, while it is, a lot of people say how important it is, it really doesn't mean much. It makes it more difficult for the Texans to make such a deal. Mm-hmm. So that's the uphill battle that they're facing there. And from the Dolphins' perspective, I'm not sure why they would want to do this, but the rumors, according to the rumors and according to the stuff that we talked about, apparently both teams were ready to tango, but J.D. Clowney did not want to go to Miami. Mm-hmm. That's what the people that I've heard and what the people that are reporting this are saying. And it's multiple people saying it. I want to give credit. Texans Fanatic, I believe, was the first guy to say it. And then I think Granato went with it, made it clear, misspoke at first. And then Lance Zierlein, NFL Network, and other stations said it. So they're the ones who said it, so I'm just going to give them credit for that.
And doing our due diligence, not me, I'm not going to take any credit, but as a station, you and some other people in the building, I won't mention their names, have gone to sources and confirmed that those talks have. So they have had discussions with Miami Dolphins about trading Jadeveon Clowney.
Right. And can I say something to all you schmucks out there? Because, you know, there's a lot of times where you don't want to believe everything that, that you say. And not everyone's a schmuck, but I'm just saying this right now. Like, there are some guys that report news that don't really want to report news. Like, they're not trying to report news. So when they say something and they've been in this town long enough, if they say it, then they're not just doing it to get your attention on Twitter. Like, there's, like when Granato says this, he doesn't need, like, your attention. Like, your attention is not quality to him. So when he says that, he's not trying to be a newsmaker. He doesn't need to be a newsmaker. So if he says it, he's not just making it up. And even if he was a newsmaker, I know a lot of you didn't go to journalism school. Don't ask people for their sources. Like, from now on, any of you jamokes on the internet, and it doesn't even happen to me, that sit there and ask, whether it's Ian Rappaport, whether it's Adam Schefter, whether it's somebody else on a lower level, for their sources, you don't realize how stupid that sounds. That is absolutely moronic. Either you believe the person or you don't. But nobody comes out and gives away their sources. Who's the best? All right, Adrian Wojnarowski of NBA, of the NBA. Could you imagine if Adrian Wojnarowski came out and said, LeBron James is signing with the Los Angeles Lakers, according to Jenny Buss of the front office and LeBron James agent Rich Paul.
They both told me.
Apparently, he did not originally want to sign there, but the GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, come on, dude. Do you realize how stupid you sound saying that? Like, come on.
And
Jamokes.
I like your first point, because, like, people who have been in the business a long time, like myself, if I break a story, I'm not trying to make a name for myself. You know, I'm not trying to, you know.
At this point,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm famous or anything, or you know, but I'm established in this business, in this city. Why do I need to, like, you know, if I had this story first, and I'm telling you flat out, I did not. Other people in this building did, and other people that you just mentioned did as well. But if I had this story and I broke it, and somebody said, oh, you're just trying to get clicks. What? I don't want clicks. I don't need clicks.
Some people say it on a tweet.
I'm not trying to establish myself. Yeah, you know what? You might have a future in this town. What? Are you kidding me? You're just trying to have a future in this town.
It's just weird. I don't understand. Like, so, sources. Nobody's doing that.
And so, like, whomever said this and reported it, especially people who have had pelts on the wall,
yes,
and broken a number of stories in the past.
It's stressful to
why
break
are
news.
They? What do they get out of this other than they're trying to be accurate and give you some news
what
that you
they
might
get
be
is a
interested
bunch of
in.
Jamokes asking for their sources, and I can't believe it. It drives me absolutely nuts. Landry Locker, John Lopez, in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy, was that rant out of bounds? You think?
No, man, it was perfect.
Just a little bit weird. We're gonna give you a chance to join us at the Sports Radio 610 Takeover throughout the day. Beginning today, there are five chances. We're going to give you that chance at 12:45. You're going to be in the suite with us in Detroit. But I got to get something off my chest. I'm getting a lot off my chest. I'm losing weight. Like,
I'm happy for you.
I'm losing weight. I got to get something off my chest about the Houston Astros. They're dealing with something that should not still be a thing these days. And Bill O'Brien, he was on the national spotlight today, and he was very jovial, very informative, and extremely uncomfortable. Something off my chest, and we're here from Bill O'Brien next.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, you know, like...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.